Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Denise Coder.
Hello.
Denise, you're celebrating an anniversary. It's always fun to celebrate.
I agree. We should find something every day.
You bet. So let's talk about the 40th anniversary of home care.
Big event for us. Our agency was established in 1972, so this year is our 40th anniversary. And we just felt like November was a good month to kick that off because it's Home Care and Hospice Month. And so we thought this would be the month that we could celebrate everything at one time.
You bet. So when and where and who's invited?
Well, we're doing a community open house this Wednesday, actually, from 11 to 1. We're doing it over the lunch hour. It's kind of a come-and-go thing. We'll have a light lunch there. And it's just a time for the community to come in and celebrate with our employees and past employees and whoever's there, just our existence and the fact that we've been able to provide service to our community for so long.
And it is at the home care facility, your offices. And, well, I guess most people should know where that's at. It's just down the hill from the hospital. Let's hope everybody knows where that's at.
Sometimes it's easy to pass, you know, if you're just driving around the curb.
Right.
But it's at 1500 East 10th Street, and Levon's right. It's just down the hill from the hospital. We've been there for many years now. Used to be the old medical center building, for those of you who've been around that long. And so when you go in, there's still some remnants of what that used to look like. But we've had some remodeling. It's very beautiful. We're very fortunate to have such a nice location.
Mm-hmm. Lots of offices and a couple meeting rooms, and so it is really, really nice. Well, let's look back a little bit and talk about some of the changes that happened since 1972. Lives have changed in that time.
Lives, businesses. We were just visiting before about how the whole healthcare environment has changed a lot. When you look at some of the best practices now versus 40 years ago, as far as how we do our work, and then just the simple reimbursement processes now that we operate under are very, very different than when we first started as well.
When you started home care, was Medicare supportive at all? I mean, were it quit right when you first started?
Actually, yes. Medicare reimbursed home health care services early on. There's a process that you have to go to be able to receive reimbursement under Medicare. And so very shortly after the agency was established as a home health care agency, we were Medicare certified. It did not take long. Around that time as well, very early on, we were, if not the first, one of the first in Iowa, to be designated as a local public health entity for the county. Many counties at that time, as a matter of fact, probably most of them have their public health departments as a part of their county government. And at the time, the county, the hospital was fairly new and up at its current location. And the county board of supervisors, under requirement to have a local board of health and a county health department, said, you know, we've got this new county home health agency now. Isn't there some way that we might be able to have them also function as a public health agency? And so very early in the early 70s as well, with the establishment of the home health care agency, that department, that agency became the public health department as well.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're serving kind of the same target audience here in terms of mostly Cass County, and you're doing some of the same thing, so let's not duplicate, right?
Let's make common sense.
Right, exactly. Now, you mentioned Board of Supervisors. Who else helps make decisions about, at that time and as you've moved ahead? Who has input in terms of those kind of decisions?
Well, obviously, when we were established, we were a department of the hospital originally. So the hospital board of trustees played a large role in getting this department going and supporting the department over the years. 2 years ago, we did have a change of ownership, and we are no longer a department of the hospital. We are now with Iowa Health Systems and Iowa Health Home Care. But for all but 2 of those years, we were underneath the hospital. And so the board of trustees played a large part in providing that leadership and hospital administration as well.
What about the County Board of Health? Sometimes I think most of us don't know about the County Board of Health.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any input?
Every county in Iowa has a County Board of Health, actually. It's required by state law that every county does. And so for the public health services that are provided through our department, they absolutely have decision-making authority and still do. Even under change of ownership, they still remain the decision-making body for the public health services of Cass County. And so our service area for public health is Cass County, pretty much limited to Cass County. We have some programs that are regional, but they're operated a little differently. And then our service area for our home care and hospice departments goes beyond Cass County's borders a little bit.
Probably more like the hospital, because hospital serves.
You're
more
right. Than yeah. Our service area more mirrors what the hospital service area looks like for those other services.
Mm-hmm. You know, Denise, most of us may assume that we know what kind of services are available, but, you know, maybe we should mention a few of the kinds of services that home care does provide.
Absolutely. Traditionally, of course, we have the home health care and hospice services. They're the ones that have been in existence the longest, probably, and then the public health services that we have talked about. We also have extended care, and those services are provided to people on a longer period of time, probably, than our home care and hospice services generally would be. Their needs are more chronic and long-term, our patients. And we have patients of all ages on extended care services. We also have private duty, which is very much like it sounds, private pay. So if for some reason the traditional reimbursement sources do not meet the needs of the patients and they desire either more services or services that are not reimbursed at all, they can receive those underneath private duty. And then one of our newest services is palliative care, and we've talked a little bit about that in the past, primarily provided to people who have multiple chronic diseases and helping them manage that. It's a team managed service, much like hospice, except that it does not require the terminal diagnosis.
Okay, so lots of different services. And I think sometimes, you know, if you're not in need, sometimes it's easy not to know about those services. But if you do have some needs, whether that's as a caregiver, you know, maybe you're a growing family and you're taking care of elderly adults, or you have a special needs person, and you say, where do I go? Yours would be a good place to start.
It would be. And the open house is a great place, a non-threatening way, I guess, to learn. One of the things we hear from our patients so many times is, I wish I knew sooner. I wish I'd had the service or knew about this sooner. It could have meant so much more if I'd had it longer. Because oftentimes when you need our services, families are under stress and they've had a life-changing event, or things aren't going as well as they used to. And had we been able to provide that care a little sooner, it probably would have been easier for them. So now's a great time to at least learn about our services, mm-hmm. you're right, in a non-threatening way. And if you ever need them, we're happy to have you.
So that says to me, one group of people who probably should be coming to the open house is people who say, I don't need this service.
If you say that, you're right. We're happy to see you.
Come and find out, yes. And let's talk about, you know, we've said, yeah, the public is invited, but you have some specific groups that you'd really like to have show up?
Well, there's a couple groups that I've thought of that we've had particularly difficult time maybe locating. That would be past employees. I've been here. I've been involved with the department for nearly half of the time that they've been at an agency. So there are a lot of people that I know, but there are a lot of people I don't know that had been involved in the development of the services in the agency. So really welcome people who've worked for us in the past to come back and celebrate with us, who wouldn't be here where we're at without those people. And then some of our community leaders, too, that have been involved in the past that maybe aren't currently serving in those leadership roles anymore, past Board of Supervisors, Board of Health members, Board of Trustee members, love to have you come and celebrate with us as well. It's a come-and-go event. There's really no program, just to kind of celebrate with each other time.
Okay, and, you know, sometimes I think in events like this, you go, it doesn't make any difference whether I show up. But it is important to come help celebrate.
It is. It really makes everyone feel so special for the day. And for the patients that we serve, it's important to them, too. Mm-hmm. I think of the thousands, literally, Levon, thousands of people that we've served over the years. And I know our existence has been important to them, too. So celebrating together is a way to just remember and recall and pat each other on the back, I guess, for the work that we've done.
You bet. And I know you and the current folks that are employed are looking forward to seeing everybody and probably, you know, have some stories to tell.
I agree. A lot of reminiscing, I'm sure.
Yes. So how did you get started in it, Denise?
With the agency?
Let's look back. You've been there 20 years. What was your entrance into this?
Well, my first entrance actually was on the community health side, the public health side. So my first involvement was with community health assessment and looking at the health needs of the community and that kind of thing, and really served in that role until about a year ago when Laurelyn Schultes retired as director and I took over her role as director of the agency. So for many years, I served on the public health side. right? And have a fairly good grasp about those needs, of which our home care and hospice services are a part of those needs. When you talk about public health, it's a very wide span of mm-hmm. health needs for people. So it all fits together very well.
When did hospice come into this total picture?
In the mid-80s, we started serving or providing hospice services, but it wasn't until the early 90s that we were hospice certified to provide the services under Medicare. So mid-80s or so, and relatively speaking, that was fairly early in our area. We were one of the first providers of hospice in our area.
Okay, and if somebody needs hospice care, where might they reside? Where might they be physically during that need for hospice?
Very good point. Anywhere.
Anywhere. They could be at home.
They could be at home. They could be in a facility, or they could be in the hospital receiving hospice services. So it really doesn't matter. Hospice care can be provided anywhere.
Okay. Because I think that's another service that a lot of people don't realize is available and could be of so much benefit to the families. Mm-hmm. It's not just the person who needs that care.
It's almost as much for the family as it is for the patient. Yeah. It's for both.
So.
And hospice care obviously continues after the death, too, of the member. It's supportive to the family after the death, too.
And lots of people involved with hospice, just as public health. I mean, it's a team,
team
you
approach.
Work with, right? It's not necessarily just the people in your building.
You're absolutely right. Hospice is a very community-oriented approach.
Okay. So, again, everybody come to celebrate when and where?
Wednesday, this Wednesday, November 7th, from 11 to 1 at our office, 1500 East 10th Street here in Atlantic.
Okay. So vote on Tuesday and then come give your support on Wednesday.
Good idea.
Okay. Thank you
Clever.
So much. So much, Denise Goder, who's site manager for Cass County Home Care, to come see us today and tell us about the anniversary. Until next time, here's a thought. Never let your memories be greater than your dreams.